covenant, Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I serve, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I serve, set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord, is the Lord.
My name is John Bayliss, and welcome to this 30-minute program of Miracle Hour. If you've just tuned in, we thank you for tuning in. It's going to be a great 30 minutes. I'd like to open in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord, that you grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word by stretching forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders, in the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, or for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And everybody said, Amen. I'd like to start with one of the Psalms. It says, and I'm asking a question, what is God's nature like? The Bible tells us in Psalm 100 and verse 5, for the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind, and his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. The Bible is saying here that God of the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is full of loving kindness and compassion. And he tells us in Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus tells us to go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere, or preach the gospel. What is the gospel? We see that in Luke 4:18, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has appointed me to preach good news to the poor, or preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There are many people here tonight that are brokenhearted. Jesus is saying here, I've come to heal the brokenhearted and announce that captives shall be released. What he's saying there is that those who do not know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. I was one of those for years. I needed to be released. How did it come about? We know in the Bible at the beginning it says that when God first created the world, it was created perfect. The Bible says there was no sickness or disease. There was no poverty or hopelessness. It says that man lived in harmony with God. Then what happened? The first man, Adam, he was given some simple instructions, but he disobeyed those simple instructions, and with that disobedience, a curse came upon all mankind, and with that curse came the sin. Sin entered into the heart of man, and with that curse of sin, then there came sickness and disease and poverty and hopelessness, and we see it all around us today. There are people right here tonight that are feeling hopeless. That's the bad news. The good news is this, that God loved his creation so much that he sent his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice to die on the cross. Why did he do that? To break the power of the curse of sin over our life and for the healing of all our sickness and all our disease. We see here in Psalm 49, 7 to 9, and it says this, yet not one of them, though richest kings, can ransom his own brother from the penalty of sin. Ransom means to buy back. For God's forgiveness does not come that way. For a soul is far too precious to be ransomed by mere earthly wealth. There is not enough in it and all the earth to buy eternal life for just one soul to keep it out of hell. We see there, friends, that all the money on earth cannot buy you salvation. You are far too precious for that. What the Bible is saying here, the only real hope man has is the hope he places in his Redeemer. Not in a church or a religion, but in his Redeemer. We see in Hebrews 9:27, and just as it is determined that men die only once, and after that comes certain judgment. We see certain judgment. We see that we all die only once. Some people say that, oh, you go to this place or you go to some other planet or you go to the Bible is very clear here. Jesus is saying after death, certain judgment. So we go to certain judgment. This is the good news from John 3:17. God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. I'll make it personal just for you. God did not send his son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, into the world to punish you, but that you might be saved through him. And in Titus 3:4-5, it says, but when the time came for the kindness and love of God, our Saviour, to appear, then he saved us. Not because we are good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity. We see there, friends, that what an awesome thing. You can't work your way to heaven. It's talking about you can be saved. We're not good enough. Romans 10:13 says, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Anyone, that means anyone, can be saved. As the Bible makes it so clear, God is offering a free gift of salvation here. Just come as you are. That's what the Bible's saying. You can't work your way to heaven because it's a free gift. But you just take this free gift because Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Redeemer, has paid the price for your sin and sickness. Friends, it's the best news mankind ever had. It says we are not saved by a church or a denomination or any kind of religion, but it's by accepting Jesus Christ of Nazareth as your own personal Saviour. It shows us there in Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 on how to get your life right with God. If you want to get your life right with God, friends, this is the biggest and best day you'll ever have this side of eternity. So if you'd like to just follow me in a prayer slowly, I'm going to say a prayer now. And if you want to get your life right with God, then you just follow me in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for saving me today. I am now born again. I am now in the family of God. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, the Bible says you're born again. You're in the family of God. I would suggest if you don't go to a church, then get along to a good Bible-based church, one that preaches from the Bible only. God only sent one book here to earth, and it's the Bible. He sent a love letter to us, and it's called the Bible. Get along to a good Bible-based church, and where your people are in charge of your spiritual oversights can pray with you and for you. Now I'd like to carry on. It says in Mark 16, verse 17, it says, "And those who believe shall use my authority to cast out demons." What we're going to do here very shortly, friends, we're going to start praying for the sick. And it says here, those who believe, I believe, and use my authority. Jesus saying his, so I'm going to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to use his authority to cast out sickness. And you might think, well, how can we do it across these airwaves? Well, we go back to the Bible. The Bible shows us. In Matthew 8, verse 5 to 8 and 13, says that when Jesus arrived in Capernaum, a Roman army captain came and pled with him to come to his home and heal his servant boy, who was in bed paralyzed and racked with pain. What it was saying here, this Roman army officer, he pled with Jesus. His servant boy was extremely sick. He was paralyzed, but he was in a lot of pain. And what did Jesus say? I will come and heal him. Instantly, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Then the officer said this, Sir, I am not worthy to have you in my home, and it isn't necessary for you to come. If you'll only stand here and say, be healed, my servant will be healed. And in verse 13, then Jesus says to the Roman officer, Go on home. What you have believed has happened. And the boy was healed that same hour. You see, friends, I don't have to be there to pray for you. It wasn't in Jesus' time. We don't know how far away Jesus was. He might have been 100 meters, or he might have been 10 kilometers away. We don't know. But he spoke the word only, and the boy was healed that same hour. See, and the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick right now. In 1 Corinthians 4:20 it says, For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. It's not a matter of talk, but of power. We're going to show the power of God. I'm going to pray for the sick shortly. I just pray now, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Those people who are listening right now and that are sick, you place your hand right now on the sick part of your body right now. And I will pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray right now, you that's been causing these problems in the body of these people, I bind and I break your power. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, release those people and set them free. Pain, I command you, loose those people. I command the diseases, loose those people right now. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power right now. I command that every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning, I command you to be healed and made whole right now. There is a person that you're healing. You're being healed right now. You've had an intense head pain for quite some time. Lord, revealing it to me. The pain's gone right now. There's another person that's got a pain in their right elbow. It's actually left. The person with pain in their stomach, it's left. People with diseases, they're actually starting to shrivel and die. They're cursed at the roots. They must shrivel and die. They must release because of the name and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord, that what you've done here tonight for these people. So I just pray, Lord, that the people that are hearing, that they know that they've been touched and hear from God. We'd like to hear from you. So if you can get in touch with the radio station and tell us what's happened to you, we would be very interesting to hear that. So my parting prayer is this. May God's choicest blessings be yours. Amen.
Why do I tap away?
tua teta maiti, wairu wa tapue. Oh my God, listen to the cry, listen to the cry of your children. Oh my God, look down upon, look down upon us with your love. Here we are all together, and we worship and we say that we love you. The Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. The Father and the Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. E te ariki, whakarongo mai, whakarongo mai ra kia mato. E te ariki, titiro mai, titiro mai ra kia mato. Tene mato o tamariki, e whakapono ana mato ki a koe.
Hallelujah. touch. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, your presence makes me
Jesus, your presence.